This is Year 4D's Christmas show, titled The Mystery of the Missing Christmas Star. This is a story about the mystery of the missing Christmas star, an original written production by Mr. Michael Hill, co-written by Mr. Michael Hill, produced by Mr. Michael Hill, and directed by Mr. Michael Hill. The Christmas star is the brightest star in all the land, appearing only once per year from Christmas Eve to Christmas Day. Look at me, I'm the Christmas star. I'm so bright and shiny. Without me, Santa can't deliver all of the children's Christmas gifts. Now typically, the Christmas star is used by Santa and his reindeer to light and guide their way while delivering all of the children's presents. But this Christmas Eve, something has gone horribly wrong. Wrong, I say, and let me tell you why. Excuse me, Holmes. That wasn't your cue. How rude. Anyhow, yes, something has gone horribly wrong. The Christmas star is missing from the night sky this year, and no one knows what to do. Oh my, what are we going to do? The Christmas star is missing from the sky, and I won't get all these presents delivered if I cannot see where to go. Elves, elves, what should I do? I think we should cry ourselves to sleep. That's not going to solve anything. I have some flashlights you could use. That idea is even worse. Think. I think I've soiled my pants. Pull yourselves together. Have you seen this? Sherlock Holmes, world-renowned detective. You lost it? I'll find it. Call 555-5555. Great, Odin's Raven, that's it? Sherlock Holmes speaking. I close cases so fast you'll freak. How may I help you? Sherlock, it's Santa, and I have an emergency. Come quickly! What seems to be the problem? That was freaky fast. Yes, and this is my faithful counterpart, Mr. Watson. How do you do? Not so well. Not so well at all. The Christmas star, my guide light for delivering presents, is missing from the sky. I need you to find it. Right. Just let me find my spaceship. I know I left it around here somewhere. Holmes, you don't have a spaceship. Ah, right. Well, let's start with the obvious suspects. Holiday characters who might be jealous of Christmas. Cheerio! Excellent idea. It sounds like you know what to do. I'll leave you now. We must first find the Easter Bunny. Right. Surely he would be jealous of Christmas. No. That vermin owes me money. But I guess we should interrogate him, too. Hello, sirs. It looks like you might be lost. Lost? Never. How may we help you? We are looking for the Easter Bunny. We just saw him over there. That vermin owed us money. Stop right there, rabbit. You owe me 50 baht. Don't forget, he's a suspect, too. So sorry. I'll pay you after Easter. And what do you mean I am a suspect? Well, the Christmas star has gone missing from the sky, and we think you might have taken it because you are jealous of Christmas. Certainly I have not. I need Christmas. How else would a guy like me get a great bunny outfit like this every year? Very well. Why am I suddenly getting goosebumps? Well, that's because you have entered the land of Halloween. I think we should turn around. Holmes, we need to find out where that star went. Star? Yes, the Christmas star has gone missing. And we must find the witches, wizards, and vampires, because they are all suspects. Well, first, you must travel through the Cemetery of Death. And then you must cross the Black Forest of Death. And then you must swim across the River of Death. That's it. I'm leaving. Just kidding. They live in that cute house on the corner. Holmes, you soiled your pants. Never mind that. Double, double, toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Wait, what's that smell? Oh, that's Holmes. Witches, never mind that. The Christmas star has gone missing from the sky, and we think you might have taken it because you are jealous of Christmas. A hex on you! Shh, wait. Well, let's ask the wizards first. I am the Great Oz. No, you aren't. I can't have any fun around here. Witches, we heard you call us. Yes, the Christmas star has gone missing from the sky. And Holmes thinks you wizards might have taken it because you are jealous of Christmas. A spell on you! Wait, maybe the vampires know something about it. They do like it to be very dark at night, right? Wizards! Foul beasts! Thou hast called our names. I smell the blood of a detective. Yes, the Christmas star has gone missing from the sky. And Holmes thinks you vampires might have taken it because you are jealous of Christmas. Forget that. I want his blood. This isn't the time. Oh, come on. Just a little nibble. Not now. But maybe later. Anyhow, you detectives think we're jealous of Christmas? Never! Without Christmas, how would any of us Halloween characters get these great costumes? Yes, you see, we need Christmas. Surely they didn't do it. Now let's get out of here before that weirdo vampire gets loose. I concur. Onward. Something is odd about this land. Yes, odd indeed. That's because the Grinch lives here. The meanest, coldest, greenest thing you will ever meet. And where might we find this Grinch? He lives up at the top of the meanest, coldest, greenest tower in the city. Yes, and it's the tallest tower, too. Well, forget that. It has an elevator. Right. It's penthouse 5. Here it is. Ah, penthouse 5. Who dares come calling at my door? I am Detective Sherlock Holmes. And I am Watson. What do you want, detective? The Christmas star has gone missing from the sky. And we think you might have taken it because you are jealous of Christmas. Precisely. Ha 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 ha! What's so funny, Grinch? Now why would I want to ruin Christmas? You see, I need Christmas. Without Christmas, I wouldn't be able to steal all of the children's Christmas toys. He's right, Holmes. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Now let's get out of here. One last suspect and I'm out of ideas. Who is this last suspect, Holmes? Well, we can't forget about old St. Nick, can we? Surely not. But how are we going to find him? You mean me? Stop right there, Nick. Why? I've done nothing. The Christmas star has gone missing from the sky, and we think you might have taken it because you are jealous of Christmas. Ha! I've had no time to steal a silly star from the sky. I've been too busy getting ready for my dance partner at the Christmas Eve gala. Christmas Eve gala? I'm all out of suspects. Let's go to this party instead. This party is the cat's pajamas. And there she is. Isn't she beautiful? Do you see what I see? Way up on the stage, little Watson. Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. Oh, stop it with the Christmas carols. It's Christmas carol this, Christmas carol that. Can't we just sing top 40? I say, that star around your neck. We need that back in the sky so Santa can deliver the presents. I know, but I feel so left out over Christmas holiday. I wanted to be the brightest star at the Christmas Eve gala, but I think now it was very selfish of me. Well, you have to do the right thing. What do you think that would be? We should return it at once. I know Santa is depending on it to deliver the Christmas presents, and the children are depending on him, too. Excellent choice. Well, thank you. Yes, excellent choice. Otherwise, we'd be handing you over to the police. Rats. Now who will be my date tonight? We just met some lovely witches who would probably be interested. Oh, those two? No way. I'd rather jump off a bridge. We heard that. A hex on you. Look at me. I'm the Christmas star. So bright and shiny. Without me, Santa couldn't deliver all the children's Christmas gifts. Christmas star, we get the point. Now get to work. And you reindeer, let's get cracking. We have a job to do. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, and Vixen. On Comet. I said, on Comet. Cupid, wake up. Hold on, I have to update my Facebook status. Q. Cupid! Okay, okay. Now, what was I supposed to say? Right. On Cupid. On Donner. And Blitzen. To the top of the porch. To the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Thank you, detectives. You've saved Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. You know, he could have just used Rudolph.